I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Number three, live from Seaport District in New York City, ESPN Studios. It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline, which is brought to you by Goodyear, with you for every mile on the road to greatness. Goodyear, more driven. So Billy Epler, the GM, the new GM of the New York Mets, introduced about a half hour or so ago by the New York Mets officially now. So they have their general manager. And what's interesting is that at the very same time, my good friend John Chandler from NBC tweeted, Noah Syndergaard was having his Welcome to the Angels press conference. And he said this, Bart, I didn't really hear from the Mets all that much.
Whoa.
From the end of the season until now. When everybody was like, why would he take a 1 year, $21 million with the Angels when the Mets could have just matched that? And apparently the Mets didn't even talk to him. Well, you know why they didn't hear from him? Because they didn't have a general manager. Now they have a guy. And it's a respect. Look, this is a respectable guy. We're not going to go after Billy Epler like he's some clown. Like this is a decent hire. It's a good hire, endorsed actually by Brian Cashman. So that's good.
Of course, right? Another Peyton Manning. This reminds me like when Peyton Manning called about Adam Gase. Like, come on, man, don't miss me with that. People endorse their friends.
I'm not saying that. I don't think it's anything like that.
But I hate.
Because that was embarrassing.
But I hate when that, like, you know, saying, oh, somebody that we respect. Of course, they're going to always try and put on their young proteges, man.
All right. Well, the Daily News said, so Cohen, who also spoke with the media, so he's saying that the payroll's at $185 million right now. And he said he's giving Billy Epler the green light to spend big bucks on free agents. Why? Well, because they don't really have anybody in their farm system. So they have to spend money.
Do they have any tradable assets? I mean, listen, they got to replace a lot of people. Don't sign Conforto. Don't spend that money on damn Conforto. Like, Conforto is off his damn mind. He thinks he's worth more than what he really is. He's been a guy that's been inconsistent. We've been trying to make him the next star, the next superstar. Pete Alonso came right in the organization and
just let him go.
Right there. Yeah, like if he thinks he's worth more, then go get out what you can get, bro. Because listen, we can upgrade your position. If I'm gonna spend good money, I want to spend it on a great player. I'm not gonna spend good money on a slightly above average player. Like you sometimes you gotta let some of those type of players leave. And replace with better players, man. So, like, now they got holes in the pitching rotation. They got to go out and get some. Like, would you rather have Conforto or Trevor Story?
Trevor Story.
So, why spend money that can be going towards Trevor Story, getting a more upgraded infield?
The Mets don't need Trevor Story, though.
I'm just saying, man. Like,
yeah, they don't need him.
Carrera?
They don't need a shortstop.
Bro, you can listen.
They don't need a shortstop. No, they need a center fielder, obviously. And now they got to figure out their pitching staff because really Strom is a free agent. DeGrom is sort of, you don't know where his elbow's at this point. You're hoping he's going to be all right.
They can get all kind of messed up. That's why you need a veteran in there.
All right. Well, with that in mind, what they also need, Bart, first and foremost, is they need a manager.
That's what I'm saying.
Start with somebody that's going to give you some credibility. The general manager, it's a little bit different here, too, because Sandy Alderson is still very much in the midst of things, right? He's even said, Epler's going to run everything. I will be there to advise and to help, but I'm not going to run the every day. All right, great. But the manager's the guy that's talking every day. He's the guy that is front and center, meeting with the media. And in the past, between Mickey Callaway, you know, Luis Rojas, you have just had some guys that you're just not bringing in that kind of credibility, right? You need in New York, especially with these franchises. We said this about Robert Saleh as well in the Jets. There's just certain teams where you just need to have somebody that's got a resume, yeah, that's been there, that the media won't, like, will at least respect. that your fan base then also will too. Because if the media is taking shots and easily finding picking you apart so easily,
yeah.
Well, what do you think fans are going to? What do you think the relationship the fans are going to have with you?
Yeah.
So the reports have been that the name that should be circulating, that they should be interested in, and there are some connective dots to this, is Buck Showalter.
Makes total and sense.
It does, until you say, but Showalter's not from the era of analytics.
Don't have
where
to.
He, give him a binder, I'll follow this script, I won't deviate,
that's,
and all that.
That's what Boone is for. That's what robots are for. Like, if you want to get him somebody that can be the best of both worlds, like a Dusty Baker, like a La Russa, you go get him a Buck Showalter, right? Because you're going to need some of that gut, not only in managing the game, but also in building this roster out, and also being somebody that if you have a first-time general manager that can help him and be a brain trust with Sandy Alderson, that Sandy Alderson also respects his opinion. Say, hey, man, between this player and that player, I'd rather get this player. You know what's crazy within this division?
If you're willing to listen.
But
you got to be willing to listen to Buck.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that's – you have to, right? You have to show everybody that it's okay. But also a manager like Buck Showalter will maybe be the determining factor in some of these free agents that you want to go after going because they feel like it's an adult in the clubhouse, right? It's somebody that knows what they're doing. Like Rojas like isn't going to attract people like, oh, man, I want to go play for him. I know he knows what he does. Especially if you – imagine this. You lose Syndergaard. You lose Jacob deGrom. Within this division, what's been the argument about the best pitcher within their division for years? DeGrom or Scherzer? What if you replace a guy like Syndergaard and you go out and you throw the book, you say, I got a blank checkbook, you throw it at Scherzer, and now you got DeGrom and Scherzer. That's the type of stuff I'm talking about. Like those are the big swings.
What
but maybe Scherzer will
come here. That's
maybe
the question.
Or maybe they'll come pay for Buck.
Well, and you know what else it's going to be, which used to be the thing with the Yankees a lot in the past, and you wonder will Cohen fall now to this, which is always for the bad New York teams. Sometimes you have to pay the premium.
Yeah,
you pay the tax, the New York tax.
Yep.
I'm a bad team in New York, and this player might have to deal with losing. Or come in here and take criticism, so I'm going to pay you more to come here. The leverage you use against New York teams, you have to pay extra. Is Steve Cohen willing to do that? By the way, a little bit of some news here that I'm seeing. That the Bears, Khalil Mack.
Yeah, barbecue chicken.
Injured reserve for the rest of the season, a little foot surgery.
You talk about not getting the bang for your buck.
Mm. Yeah,
getting arguably a generational pass rusher has got the Bears absolutely nowhere.
Yeah, that's a tough story. Damn.
I said before that, like, sometimes you got to move players like that because he's right on the cusp of falling off a cliff in the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's starting to get long in the tooth. We saw Von Miller get.
Who was talking about? Were you talking about trading him? Somebody was talking about trading him now. That was you?
That was me.
Yeah, sorry. I've hosted with a lot of
different. No. But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I was saying. I was saying him and Akeem Hicks because this team is going nowhere. You got a young quarterback. You got to start over and cash in whatever pieces you have to get as much young talent to grow around this young man as possible.
And your pick
right?
is
Remember,
your
they
pick.
Don't,
it's the Giants' pick.
That's what I'm saying. So you need to go get some stuff back. They could have got rid of a guy like Akeem Hicks before the trade line. They could have got rid of, but they lied to themselves. That's what I'm be talking about when teams be lying to themselves. They thought, oh well, if we win this game and that game, we can be in the playoffs.
Mm.
No, that's not. This isn't the playoff team. Like you're still trying to get Tavon Jenkins back, who had the back surgery. You moved up and you got him as a
tackle.
Steal.
Right?
Yeah, you got him as a steal in the second round. Like, come on, man. Like you and now it's too late. Because now he's damaged goods because now he's coming off surgery. So now you can't even move that piece.
Yeah.
Next year it's going to be harder because they're going to be like, well, how is he doing?
Well, he'll have to play now and it takes you deeper into, of course, his contract. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Obviously, we'll just get your calls going here on a lot of different topics we talked about already in the show. But I do want to just get back, of course, to there is some news on the baseball front, which is, of course, the Mets – introducing their new GM, Billy Epler. And then from it, some reports of, A, with the Mets hierarchy, Epler and also Alderson, Steve Cohen, the new owner, saying basically that they are willing to spend, that they are ready to spend. And how much is it? And how are they going to now tip the scales when it comes to free agency, where you get some free agents that might even just use the Mets for leverage? Let's say, yeah, I'll go there. You know, because you think that it'll force other teams to have to spend more, because Buster only told us that he doesn't think that's going to happen in this offseason. And one of the reasons why, if you're going to spend, you better do it fast, because if December 1st comes around, they're going to lock out the players. And you've got to get to that. They're going to lock out the players. That's going to happen because they have to come to an agreement in collective bargaining. And so that's going to put a halt on everything. So if you're not going to get any business done before December 1st, you might not get much done until they open it up and get ready to play baseball, whenever that happens in 2022. But they have to hire a manager. You got to have they waited long enough to get a GM, get a manager. So here's the question. Is Buck Showalter the guy for the job? And I ask this question because of the success and how perfect it was when the Astros were absolutely in the fire. They were in the crucible. Everybody was gone. A.J. Hinch, out. Lunau, out. That franchise was literally in flames. And they brought in Dusty Baker.
Yep.
Who everybody loves Dusty Baker. No one could say a bad thing about that guy. You bring him in and you ask him to run your franchise, and all they did was continue to have success. He calmed the waters. It was unbelievable. This is not a guy from the new school. This is an old school manager who was saying, yeah, give me the numbers. Yeah, sure. But there were times he made decisions based on feel. We've talked about it. Going out to the mound, I looked him in the eye, and then I walked back. Those different moments. So if you think about it from that perspective, how can Buck Showalter not be the guy for the Mets? Who, by the way, they might not be in flames like the Astros were, but they're a mess.
Yeah.
You know they're a mess. Nobody wanted the GM job. You don't even know the reputation that this franchise has now around the league. As I told you, there was a book circulating about Cohen that everybody's reading because so many people in the league are concerned about dealing with him and working with him and also working for him. You saw already, Syndergaard said, according to a report, he hadn't heard from the Mets since the season ended. So I just left. They didn't sound like they really were interested in me, so I'm out. So Showalter brings you the credibility that you have been lacking for many, many years. Is that the right hire, or should they go in a different direction? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So as we get the calls rolling on that part, I do want to get to some other news of the day, and it's actually of news of the week, but we've been talking about it. We talked to Harry Douglas in the previous hour. Mm-hmm. You guys had a great back and forth about Mac Jones having a really good rookie year, and you and he both said, man, we've seen this and we've seen better. He saw Matt Ryan as a rookie have a fantastic rookie season. Mm-hmm. You saw Joe Flacco
11-5.
Have a fantastic rookie season. Both guys got into the playoffs. Flacco got to the championship.
AFC championship. Yeah.
So you also saw Mark Sanchez get to a championship, but with not the same type of game or numbers that Flacco had and Matt Ryan as well. So Flacco is now, all these years later, starting for the Jets. And this has been such a back and forth thing. The question is this. If Flacco plays well, is this it? Like, is this a one and done deal? Is this just for this game? But if he looks good, like you know, Sal is saying he can handle the press. He's seen everything. He can handle this kind of defense. And you're saying he still has a good arm, and there are some weapons on this Jets offense that he could show you what they can do.
Yeah.
But if he does that, and now Zach Wilson's healthy, do we now just go, all right, that was nice, but let's go back now to Zach Wilson? Because I know if I'm Corey Davis and I catch a bunch of passes from this guy and I'm like, well, okay, now I got a pro thrown to me, an experienced guy, I want more of that. So that makes an awkward situation, doesn't it? What's the best case scenario here?
The best case scenario, Joe Flacco goes out, plays well, you evaluate the talent, and then you provide Zach Wilson a soft landing coming back against a defense that's a little bit more vanilla against the Houston Texans, a team that's a little bit that's a good team, that's scrappy, much like yourself, but they only have one win on the season. And you go in and you try and see if Zach Wilson has learned anything from watching, if he adjusts his game, if he's believing more of the offensive line, if he's willing to sit in the pocket a little bit more. And, you know, you thank Joe Flacco for what he's done, right? He got his money. He's going to get his money regardless. You
brought him in for one game.
You brought him in for one game. Amazing. Guess what? How many games would he play if he's in Philadelphia?
None.
Exactly.
Well, for him, I get it, but it's just – you don't think this is odd.
No, no. This was in case like nobody knew Mike White was going to be there, right? And now I think we realize the reason why Joe Flacco didn't start the first game is because he's not vaccinated, I don't believe. So that's why
He said he's not.
Right, so that's why he couldn't start. They didn't know that. They made the trade for him, and I'm sure they did their due diligence, but it took time for him to be able to do that. So that's the reason. So, like, we would have never saw Mike White if Joe Flacco was vaccinated, because he would have been able to come in and he would have been eligible to play.
Right.
So, you know, they did what they thought they needed to do in getting a veteran, and, you know, Mike White played well, so he earned the right to play two games. And then when he came back, he earned the right to play three games. So, like, if he would have struggled the first game, Joe Flacco would have started three games, which is about the 4 weeks that we were talking about Zach Wilson. Listen, it was going to be 4 weeks before Zach Wilson got back on the football at minimum. We just didn't know it was going to be three quarterbacks playing in four games before he actually got back on the field.
Yeah, I know. But it just makes an odd situation.
It just worked out weird.
If he has a big game, throws for 300 yards, and they beat the Dolphins, and then you're like, all right, we're going back to Zach Wilson next week.
Yeah, and then Joe Flacco puts on a headset, and he's trying to mentor and guide Zach Wilson to be better.
So he's QB2, and Mike White suddenly is now in street clothes.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, but Mike White Joe Flacco might win the battle, but ultimately Mike White's going to win the war because he's going to be here for two more years. And if Zach Wilson, who is frail, who we thought couldn't stay healthy in his league because of the way his body was built, because he was slightly built, then Mike White's always sitting there waiting to Wally Pip him, waiting to get in there to show everybody what he can do. Much like Kirk Cousins did when RG3 hurt his knee his rookie year, and he's just sitting there like, oh, well, we'll wait till RG3 gets back, man.
That went like 2 years, right? Yeah. Didn't that go like 2 years before they finally committed to Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, and it was like, whoa, hold up. Like, man, take your time, RG3. Heal slowly. This Kirk Cousins kid might have something.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Justin is on Long Island. Hey, Justin.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Good.
I just want to talk about two things. The Giants. I agree with Bart was saying before about how this team is not even close to being a playoff team. And, like, just everyone feels like, oh, if we win now, if we win the next game, we're right in the mix. I mean, they're technically still in the mix, but they're not going to do anything. And I'm so sick of Joe Judge. I'm sick of Jason Garrett. And honestly, I was pretty high on Daniel Jones when he first came out, and he's shown some progress, but I'm done with him too, man. I want to pretty much clean house. Kind of start over, as bad as that sounds.
But here's the problem, right? And this is why you can't clean house, right? Because the Giants may have two picks within the top eight, right?
If
the thing goes bad. It is no quarterbacks that we believe can play or that are anywhere close to Daniel Jones coming out of this draft.
And none you could trade for that.
They may not pick you, right? So you say, oh, well, what if Russell Wilson? Maybe.
Although Russell would come to New York, but he hasn't listed the Giants as a destination. Yeah. But let me ask you this, Justin, because it's something that, you know, Doug Whaley, who was the GM of the Bills, he was interviewed by NJ.com, and he was asked which quarterback situation he would prefer to have. He feels like is the better situation between the Eagles and the Giants, because the Eagles are still trying to figure out if they know something about Jalen Hurts, and lately Hurts has played well. And Whaley said that he would take the Eagles situation, like, every time, like, way ahead of the Giants situation. I'm not sure if I completely agree with that. Are you looking to watch Monday when most of the weapons will be back against the Bucs Monday night, the reserve, or are you already ready? Are you already done with Daniel Jones because you just feel like he hasn't shown me enough? That's why I want to get a new quarterback.
I'm done with Daniel Jones. I mean, how many times in the past 2 years have they put up more than 20 points? Not many. I mean, I didn't count on one hand how many times they put up more than 20 points.
And so you're not buying the excuse that he doesn't have, everybody's hurt this year.
Yeah, no, I'm done. I'm done with Jones. I've seen enough. And what is his third year in the league, I believe?
This is year.
This is third year. His third year. So they don't have to pay him for another 2 years.
No.
So the problem is they haven't been able to be with any of his weapons. No Saquon. Galladay hasn't worked out. Shepard's been hurt. Right. And listen, we continue to make excuses for him, but it's really hard to get a real evaluation on him. So I feel like you have to go at least another year because you don't have to pay him. You pick up his option, or you can decline his option and make him play his deal out and see if he next year be a put up or shut up year. But then hopefully if you do have a lot of draft picks that it will be a quarterback coming out that you can, you know, sign or somebody that you can try and get.
It's interesting. And Justin, thanks for that. Cause I am curious to see how Giants fans feel coming off a bye. and getting now back into the action here off a win against the Raiders. You play the Bucs on Sunday night. You know everybody's watching that game. You know the Mannings will be part of that game. And you know who won't be part of that game or may not be part of that game, Bart? Logan Ryan. Yeah, Jordan Renan reporting that he has tested positive. Joe Judge actually told reporters this. He tested positive, so now his status for Monday very much in question.
Yeah, that's tough too, right?
Key piece that you'd be missing there if it ends up being that way.
Because he can match up with some of these tight ends, and that's tough now because now you got to figure out. Now it makes you so thin at doing other things because you remember Peppers is already out.
This is a tough one. It really is on the defensive side, which is going to be important against Tom Brady. But, of course, again, what you're watching, what Justin from Long Island just said, he's already done with Daniel Jones. You have Saquon Barkley. You've got your playmakers back in the lineup Monday, and you still have 7 weeks to go in this season.
Man, isn't it like we play so much football, but we got so much more to go?
Is it seven or eight games left for the Giants? They're 3-6, right? Yeah, 17 weeks. So yeah. There's still plenty of time left for the Giants, but they just haven't given you anything to believe in. So you're not buying the excuse on Daniel Jones. Who is ready to move on from him then? Who is ready to clean house, as you just heard Justin say? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Now, with that in mind, J-Dub, who is not a Giants fan, I'm making that clear, our producer, our fearless leader, he believes that things break right this weekend. The Giants actually could wind up on the verge of the playoff picture with plenty of time left in the season. His math coming up next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
His math.
Come on, John, do you have a ZipRecruiter, Bart?
Do I?
Yes, you do.
Uh-huh.
Did not see that.
It'll work if my piece is
right there.
If you're a business owner, it can be tough to hire talent for your team, especially when you're competing with other businesses to find the right people. So how can you get the hiring edge? ZipRecruiter. Next key marketing manager, Erin Hargy, loves ZipRecruiter. Apply. Invite to apply. She says, they get my job posted in front of the right people. I instantly see great candidates, and I can invite them to apply to my job. See for yourself. Just go to exclusive website, ZipRecruiter.com/BART to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BART.
The NFL is on. Key, Jay, and now Max Kellerman.
When you have a problem with someone, you will find anything to turn it into a negative. And this is what is happening with Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys.
Weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Ain't funny. Huh?
The whole team, the Warriors are like, well, we're going to Detroit, but we're going to bring up our G League team to play you guys because it's a back-to-back. And so, like, I would ask Christine, who is playing for the Warriors? Could you please tell me? It's Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott. Hey, college football is heating up. Tune in tomorrow. USC hosts UCLA. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins 3:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Bart, we do have people that want to see us go to L.A. for the Super Bowl. Michelle, who listens like all the time, always tweets at us too, and we thank her for it, said Super Bowl in L.A., while that sounds awesome, Airbnb with a pool party sounds like trouble. That's a good kind of trouble, though.
Yeah, I mean, good
that's
trouble.
Kind of trouble we're talking about.
What?
We had a couple other tweets here as well. Let me see. We got Eric. Yes, you should go to L.A. for the Super Bowl, but only if you can take me as your intern.
Aha.
I think maybe we need to do that.
He needed to send his resume.
Yes, that's what we should have. Send your resume, why you should be an intern for us on this trip, and we'll see if you make the cut. Brochoa said, I don't miss the show now, so if y'all go turn up in L.A., most def will not miss the show. So, you know, I think people want us there. The people have spoken. They want us there.
So it is said, so. We can get Chuck D while we out there, baby.
Oh, we definitely can do that. And right now we can get to the callers on the Dr. Pepper call line. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to Mike in Florida. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing today?
Good. How you doing?
I'm having deja vu moments, man. I really just want to get a quarterback from the Packers on the Jets and, you know, make that happen. Clean house. Just get it done now.
Looking for Brett Favre? Man, Brett Favre? Or are you trying to get A-Rod, man?
God. No, he wants Jordan Love.
You want Jordan Love?
you want Aaron Rodgers to come, but you know it'll be Jordan Love that they get, right? Like that's the real experience. That's the real experience of a Jets fan.
So what I'm saying is, when does this turn? Right, because we watched it. Sometime the Cream Sickles Buccaneers was there, and now their fate has turned. They've had two Super Bowls, maybe about to get three, and they were the joke, the laughing stock of the NFL. The Saints used to be called the Aints. When Archie was out there, it was horrible.
Yes,
right. They had some splashes every once in a while when they had Pat Swillen and they had, you know, Sam Mills. They had the 40 touchdown, the 40 sacks by that great defense. But man, now they're a model of consistency. How can we do that here? Not as for the Jets.
What did you
but
just say?
The
they're
Giants.
A model of what?
Consistency.
And what's the consistency of the Jets?
Bad.
Yeah.
But
there's no consistency. Their consistency is every couple of years we switch it up. Because, like, what was the difference? So you get Tony Dungy, right?
Yeah.
You get Sean Payton. The Patriots were not great. The Patriots were never a great franchise. Yes, they got to a Super Bowl. What was it? Steve Grogan? Right, that wasn't a great team. They got their doors blown off in that Super Bowl, but they were just like the Jets. Everybody's chasing the Dolphins throughout the '80s in that division, right?
Yeah.
But what changed was first Parcells went there and got things on track. Robert Kraft took over and was willing to get the best, and then he got Belichick, and the rest is history.
Yeah,
that's all you can say about that. You get the proper people at the very top, you have success. Sean Payton, again, you have success. That's the consistency. The Jets have not had that. Their consistency is gone.
Well, the Giants, too, because I feel like what's even worse than being bad is not even being mentioned. And I feel like nobody even talks. Like, you look
the
at
the Giants
that,
have become like so irrelevant.
Yeah, you don't even talk to them, good, bad, or indifferent. You don't even really mention them.
It's so true. We spend more time talking about the Jets because it's of the hilarity of the incompetence and also just because they have the number 2 overall pick in a quarterback that some people think could be special one day. So you're watching that. But the reality of the Jets is because it's a story, because it's a circus. The Giants, there's nothing. Daniel Jones, we just had a call who's a Giants fan. I'm already done with him. I'm done. I don't care anymore. We got a clean house.
Saquon Barkley, nobody says anything.
Nothing. Like Saquon Barkley's coming back Monday to play. The number 2 pick in the draft, a guy who's a star. You see him in commercials.
He got his own shoe. Has his shoe dropped a couple of weeks ago.
Is there any anticipation to see Saquon Barkley play Monday night against Tom Brady and the Bucks? Is there? Is there any anticipation? None.
How many people
Giants fans are fed up. Do you blame them? I don't blame them. That's a flagship franchise in the league. Picture this. The Pittsburgh Steelers, the Dallas Cowboys, these are flagship franchises, yeah. Right? The Chicago Bears, the Green Bay Packers.
And then you get into the flagship secondary flagships, which is like
New England is one now.
San Francisco,
49ers.
Giants, and then it go in New England. Those are like the seven, and you can go Kansas City because Lamar Hunt and what he meant to the league. And
Kansas
the merger,
City certainly is,
and
right?
The merger and all that stuff. But is other than that, the rest of these dudes.
Well, Miami, you could probably put them in that category, couldn't you? The Dolphins, or am I overstating the Dolphins?
Meh.
Nah?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Because of the undefeated season, Larry Zonka and all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it just, yeah, all right. So, all right.
And Shula.
So they're outside of it, then they're not in?
They're right there. They're like the last one.
But they're not
like
in.
Nobody else can come in.
Are they the brand names? Are they a brand name or not?
Yeah, they are. They're the last ones that get to come
in. But the Giants are a brand name.
Yeah.
They're a brand name. Raiders, brand name.
You can really say that the Raiders, the Steelers, the Packers,
Cowboys,
Bears. are like the original core, like core seven. You know what I mean?
Well, the real original core. I mean, that's Packers, Bears, Giants, Lions. Like
the, no, take the Lions
Cardinals.
Take the Lions. Lions rule themselves.
They are original core.
Yeah,
the original core.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the ones, the brand names.
Yeah, brand names that are every year. They have a higher standard. You expect more. The Giants used to be that team. And in the last 10 years, that has faded to oblivion.
Who's taking their spot? I would probably say the Seattle Seahawks have taken their spot because they've been
in the
a
last 10
franchise.
Years? Oh, yeah.
Like, no matter what's there, you're like, oh, they're going
to
make the
you
playoffs.
You always expect them
to be
good.
They'll be okay.
Well, why? Because they have Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
They have John Schneider. They have Pete Carroll. That's the trifecta you need. You really do.
Yeah.
With all these franchises. That's what you need. Do the Giants have it?
It's a shame what happened to the Giants, man.
Like, it's amazing that they're playing Tom Brady on a Monday night. And I know it's Monday, so we'll get to that on Monday. Will we? Because we'll have a lot of games to react to on Monday morning, and we'll spend 10 minutes previewing that game. But we'll get to it on Tuesday. Will we? Will we? Or will we talk all about Tom Brady and the Bucks?
Yeah.
That's the question. I mean, you know, Daniel Jones is playing for his future. And he gets Saquon back, which we haven't seen those two together on the field together at all. Like they've been on the same team for three years now. We've seen them on the field together twice.
Right.
You know, a couple of times,
yeah,
not a lot. So it's how do you judge him, no pun intended, based on him not having a full boat of players? Well, here's how you judge it. Great quarterbacks find a way with anyone. Am I wrong or am I right?
You're right.
And good franchises get that young quarterback pieces. What did the Cardinals do for Kyler Murray?
Went out and got him a number one receiver.
D-Hop.
Went and got him a number one receiver.
And then what did they do this year? They got another dude.
AJ Green.
That's that dude, right?
They went out and traded for Zach Ertz.
See what I mean? What did the Giants do?
Meh. They got Kenny Galladay.
Kenny Galladay.
Ain't working out.
You know what I mean? You know, like, so if you're a Giants fan, you have a reason to be frustrated. You have a reason to just look at this team, and as J-Dub is trying to tell us, I think the Giants can make the playoffs. Look at the situation. If they get a win, if the Cowboys lose, if all these things happen in the NFC, they could be in the mix over the next couple of weeks with their schedule. And nobody wants to hear it, and nobody wants to believe it. Because the Giants haven't demonstrated to you that they can stay healthy and that they can win these games because they've had self-inflicted wounds too often this season to believe that they are coached well, disciplined enough, and talented enough to be a team to make the playoffs. And if they do, you're like, yeah, I'd rather have the top 10 pick. Let's take Mike in Connecticut. Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Mike?
Nothing. So, being probably the only Falcon fan in Connecticut and dying with them since 1989, just wondering what you guys think they can do or possible moves with, you know, their salary cap situation and uncertainty on a running back and holes on the defense forever.
Well, the holes on the defense, Mike, is where it starts, I think, right? Right, Bart? You would say that that's the side you got to worry about. I mean, you have to be locked in on Matty Ice now for the short term because you didn't go for a quarterback here. You got a very talented tight end in Kyle Pitts. So really, that's the only place to go. You've got to make that defense better because that defense got run over yesterday. Early in that game, that was embarrassing. All right, let's leave it right there. We'll keep your calls going. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I need a reason to believe in the Giants because John Winthrop's telling me, look at the schedule. They could be right there, one game in the loss column out of seventh if they pull off the upset and things break their way. Reasons to believe in the Giants. Give them to me because I don't believe there are. We'll take your calls, final predictions on NFL Week 11, and more. And a story to share with you about a legend in New York that is all of a sudden in the headlines again. First, I want to tell you to join host Gautam Chopra as he explores what Tom Brady has meant to football and the world in Man in the Arena, a new podcast from ESPN Plus and Religion of Sports, a companion piece to Gotham's ESPN Plus docuseries. This 10-part podcast examines the improbable ripple effects of Brady's career, things that have forced us to rethink everything we thought we knew about time, hatred, perfection, even fate. The podcast is brought to you by State Farm, ZipRecruiter, and Rocket Mortgage. Listen and follow Man in the Arena now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And stream the docuseries on ESPN+.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
As a player, you say to yourself, got that in my hip pocket when I go out here and torch these dudes. I'm going to make sure to let everybody know I'm still that dude.
Followed by Greeny.
In sports, petty is the new humble. We used to like our superstars humble. Now we like them petty. Michael Jordan went from humble to petty.
Spend your mornings with us right here on ESPN Radio.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Han.
Last thing I want to hear is a cover.
You want to hit original.
I mean, Toto. And I've heard a mashup of this. Toto's Africa mashed up with Jay-Z. It's unbelievable. Mm. It's so good.
Hot fire.
It's ridiculous. It just works. It's almost as if like Jay, like want, like that's what I want that. Amazing. Got to hear it. Tell her, all right, kids, go Google it. You can find it on YouTube. It's that good.
Jigga.
Trust me, you want that. You want Jay-Z, Toto, Africa mashup. Amazing. Anyways, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Give me one Monday morning headline, Bart, from an NFL, from the NFL Sunday, week 11.
The Cowboys are for real.
How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys? All right, 888-SAY-ESPN. Let's get to some calls here on this. You know what? Sam's in Texas, and how about them Cowboys, Sam?
How about them Cowboys, boys? Woo! Man, I haven't called in a while. I just I had to stop by and say, hey, my prediction is that Cowboys are not only going to beat the Chiefs, but they're going to wipe the schedule clean. We're going to get that first seed for sure. I just don't see, honestly, how we couldn't. Like, our schedule is kind of a piece of cake after
this. It does feel like it, especially with all those division games, too. I mean, you've got
but that's the blessing.
Lots of wins waiting for you on the division.
That's the blessing that you get when you have a bad season. Even your off-schedule games that you don't play, you play the person that was the worst team.
It's the blessing you get when you're in the NFC East. I mean, come on, man. I mean, after this game, you got the Raiders, okay. You got the Saints, good defense. Washington, Giants, Washington, Cardinals, Eagles.
Cardinals ain't going to be no pushover.
It's still going to be double figure wins.
But no, the Cardinals game could be a shootout.
Colm from the Bronx. Colm.
What up, Hollywood Horn, Bartholomew? What's up?
What's up, brother?
All right, so really quick, with the Giants, I think in my entire lifespan, the Giants always play extremely well against Tom Brady-led teams. Doesn't matter who's the quarterback. It doesn't matter what's going on. If you look at the past, when Daniel Jones has played them, they almost beat them every single time.
Yeah, last year.
They played them. Been good games.
The defense plays extremely well against Tom Brady, and I think there's a shot that they win. But other than that, they have a lot of winnable games the rest of the way. They got the Eagles twice. Mm-hmm. They have the Dolphins.
Have you seen the Eagles?
Bears,
wait,
they
let
have
him finish.
Washington.
Yeah.
They have Washington. They have the Bears. They have the Chargers, which is winnable as well. I know the Eagles are good, and I know you're going to say that. But that is a winnable game if I ever seen them. They had the ability to beat the Raiders. They had the ability to beat the the Sam Darnold-led Panthers. I know it was Sam
Darnold. Well, it's Cam Newton now, Calm.
Good team.
All right, Calm. And what you did, thank you for the call. Have a great weekend. You just made the same case that John Winthrop, our producer, made. He believes if Monday night the Giants can get that one, he feels like it opens the door for them to be in the playoff conversation. Saquon Barkley could be back in the lineup. Daniel Jones might have some weapons. We'll see what happens. Knicks play two games this weekend. Let's see what happens. All right, well, everybody have a great weekend.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.